Another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
Father's Day is this weekend, all week. Thanks for sharing great Father's Day stories on all of our social media and at thecliffandsharonshow.com. Sharon, do you have a favorite story of something that happened recently with your dad you can share with us?
Well, it's funny because, you know, I don't get to see my parents much anymore, but I do remember a handful of years ago we went back to Australia for Christmas, and there was lots of extended family, and my sisters and brothers-in-law were there. And we were, you've got to remember, Christmas in Australia is summertime. So we do a lot of outdoor stuff. And I think it was Christmas Eve, and Dad had just gotten this new Weber barbecue. You know those dome barbecues.
That's the queen or the king, as it were.
Right, right. So one of my brothers-in-law is a chef, and he had this big piece of pork that he was going to cook on there. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like smoking. It was actually going to be like roasted, this big piece of pork in the Weber barbecue. And so, you know, we've joked about the barbecue is the man's domain, but Dad was quite happy to relinquish this to his son-in-law because he's a chef and everything. So Nino,
sure.
Nino's got this big piece of pork in the Weber barbecue, and everybody's standing around and yakking, and we're all catching up with each other. And all of a sudden, I look over and I see the Weber barbecue, and there's all this smoke pouring out of it. And I say to Dad, "Hey, Dad, do you think it should be doing that?" And we look around, and Nino's nowhere to be found. He's gone upstairs into the unit where they're staying, and we kind of look at each other, and Dad's like, "Well, I don't know, like, I don't, I, like, this is, you don't trespass
it doesn't
on,
look good, yeah.
This is another man's domain. I'm not going to do anything." And so we'll wait till Nino comes down and I'll ask Nino. So meanwhile, we're all kind of standing around half looking at this thing. It's a little bit terrifying, all this smoke pouring out of it, but nobody dares do anything. And so we're standing there, and all of a sudden, the whole lid blew up, like just came flying off. The piece of pork jumped in the air as well. The best, and oh God, I wish somebody had filmed this, but you know, nobody was thinking that this would happen.
Sure.
The lid and the piece of pork went up, like straight up in the air, and then landed back down, and the lid almost landed square back. Like, the pork landed back on the rack, on the Weber, and the lid almost, and it was like, man, it was like an Olympic gymnast or something. Like, it was just so bad. We were just like, wow!
Was this edible?
Wow.
It had a bit of a burnt crust.
I don't even know what caused it. It had a bit of a burnt crust on it, but we kind of peeled that off, and it was just mesmerizing.
Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.